This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wanted to do a quick video about the last 5 minutes of Shaykh. So right here is Jabal Rum, which is known as the Mountain of the Archers. The Prophet ﷺ had an army of 1,000 against an army of 3,000. 300 of that 1,000 turned away the rousing of the hypocrites, so he was left with 700. He stationed 50 of those 700 here on this mountain, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told them, "Do not leave your spots, no matter what you see, whether it's clear victory or clear defeat." They were stationed under a man who was known to be very obedient of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And so, when the battle took place, and it seemed like victory had already been attained, 40 of the 50 came running down from this mountain to collect the spoils. Abdullah ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu and 10 of the companions stayed on the mountain, and they were eventually martyred. On this side, you have Uhud, and this is just the tip of Uhud. Uhud spans the entirety of where I'm showing you with this camera. Uhud spans the, basically encircles the entire area of the battlefield. Now, subhanAllah, some of the scholars say Badr is where they learned La ilaha illallah, or truly lived it in the most pure of ways, and here's where they learned Muhammadan Rasulullah. When the battle seemed to be over, the Muslims attained victory. Khalid radiallahu anhu at that time, who was not Muslim, took his army around Uhud. And because the archers had come down, he was able to ambush the Muslims here in the battlefield. And in the process of that, you had 70 or so of the companions fall. In this, 65 of them were Ansar, who did not flee from the Prophet. So it shows you the spirit of the Ansar and the love that they had for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet was attacked from every direction. A man by the name of Ibn Qami'ah was the one who really made the most ambitious attempt on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu, who brought Islam to Medina at the order of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mus'ab radiallahu anhu looked like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he created some commotion and he attracted the army to him to attract attention away from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ibn Qami'ah killed him. Mus'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu fell on that day, and subhanAllah, he came here with the message of Islam and he died for Islam here in this very spot. Hamza radiallahu anhu, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was pursued by Wahshi with a spear, and he fell radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. Abdullah ibn Jahsh radiallahu anhu, the first Amir in Islam, who made the migration to Abyssinia and then came to Medina. Abdullah ibn Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also the brother-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Zainab bin Jahsh, and he was the brother-in-law of Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was married to Hanna bint Jahsh. Abdullah ibn Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anhu also falls here in the battlefield. So Mus'ab, Hamza, and Abdullah ibn Jahsh fell, and they are buried in this first grave over here. The rest of the shuhada, they were people that came to the aid of the Prophet ﷺ. Some of them, subhanAllah, were like shuhada, that they did not die, like Talha radiallahu anhu, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, who literally was catching spears and whose hand was paralyzed and suffered all sorts of wounds on his body and was known as the walking martyr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you had also Nusaybah radiallahu anha bint Ka'b, who was trying to defend the Prophet ﷺ, Nusaybah Umm Amara. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "I looked in every direction on the day of Uhud and I saw Nusaybah radiallahu anha." And she was struck so harshly by Ibn Qami'ah on her shoulder that it took her a year to recover, as well as the multiple wounds on her body. You had Yazid ibn II radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu, Amr ibn al-Jamuh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who the Prophet ﷺ, you know, he was known to have a limp, and the Prophet ﷺ said, "I saw him in Jannah and he had no limp." You had Hanzala radiallahu anhu, Ghaseel al-Malaika, who was bathed by the angels. He is buried here as well. All these people who ran to the Prophet ﷺ. Anas ibn Malik's uncle radiallahu anhu, Anas ibn Madr, radiallahu anhu, who ran towards the battlefield, and he said, "I can smell the smell of Jannah," and he fell here as well, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So in this first grave you have Mus'ab, Hamza, and Abdullah ibn Jahsh, and then the grave that is further away, you have the rest of the shuhada. The Prophet ﷺ buried them two by two in accordance with their hifz of the Qur'an, how much of the Qur'an they memorized. They were buried first up until the last of them. But they are all some of the most noble people. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. From the believers are those who were truthful to the promise that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few other notes about Uhud. Number one, the Prophet ﷺ made it a sunnah to come and visit the shuhada of Uhud and make dua for them. His last trip outside of Medina before he passed away was to come to Uhud as he would and to seek forgiveness for him. These people who died protecting him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the process, protecting Islam. And then he visited Al-Baqir, and then the Prophet ﷺ obviously spent the rest of his days in his home until he passed away. When the Prophet ﷺ was here and they took him up to Uhud, to take him away from the hardship of that day, the Prophet ﷺ was making the dua, "Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun." Even as they had taken out his teeth, even as they had driven the armor into his face and struck him and tried to kill him, ﷺ, and almost succeeded, he was still saying, "Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun." Oh Allah, forgive my people, they don't know any better. And subhanAllah, he had in his midst already some of the most incredible companions. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, the Amin of this Ummah, radiallahu anhu, who literally pulled with his teeth the helmet of the Prophet ﷺ out of his face and had a lisp for the rest of his life because of that. And Abu Bakr and Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, who were with the Prophet ﷺ. And Abu Sufyan called out to them as they retreated into Uhud. And he said, "A day for a day." And the Prophet ﷺ said to Umar radiallahu anhu to answer that our dead are in paradise and your dead are in the hellfire. And then he said, "May Hubal be elevated." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Allahu ajal," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater and higher. And Allahu maulana wa la maula lakum. Allah is our protector and you have no protector. Still the Prophet ﷺ, and some of them went on to become Muslims who would in fact spread the message of Islam throughout the world because of the Prophet ﷺ's hope for them. This is the place, dear brothers and sisters, where subhanAllah, you know, they literally are, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Minal mu'minina rijalun sadaqu ma ahadu Allah alayhi," people who are truthful to the covenant they took with Allah. And when we come to Medina and we enjoy its blessings, they enjoy the blessings of the afterlife because they set the stage. These fresh shuhada are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses in Surah Ali Imran about, "وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتَ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ." Do not say of those who have been killed in the way of Allah that they are dead, rather they are alive with their Lord, rejoicing and being sustained. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. They are pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them of His bounty. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. They are waiting for those who come after them. أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They have no fear nor shall they grieve. So the Sahaba who were crying over those that they had lost, and every house in Medina was struck, they knew that their loved ones, whose bodies are buried right in front of me, are now in gardens with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the bodies of green birds nestled in chandeliers from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sayyid of them, the master of them, is the one about whom the Prophet ﷺ wept the most, was seen weeping in a way that he'd never seen been weeping before. And that was Sayyid al-Shuhada Hamza radiallahu anhu, the leader of all Shuhada Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their sacrifices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala join us with them in the gardens of the Firdaws. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.